Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh isn't letting the pandemic get him down when it comes to addressing the state of the city. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Walsh admits the pandemic may have slowed down progress on certain issues, but contends the city's best days are within reach.
In his yearly speech to the community, Walsh didn't let a worldwide pandemic that has decimated the city budget and foisted hardship on many residents get him down.
The pandemic has dealt a blow to the pace of our progress, but our momentum is still there.
He says COVID-19 didn't stop all city initiatives. It was still able to build some new housing, pave roads, and continue work on projects like the Salt City Market, the site of his speech. And Walsh is proposing some new initiatives for the coming year, including a bus rapid transit system, and Syracuse Serves, a collaboration with SU to help local veterans. But the dark side of the pandemic did force the city to slash spending by $18 million. He's hopeful the federal government's next COVID relief package will include aid to state and local governments that would reverse some of the cuts to programs and furloughs foisted on city workers. Ultimately, though, Walsh says the city survived many of the hardships the pandemic forced upon it because it faced those challenges head on.
I'm really proud of our team for being proactive, identifying the crisis early on and adjusting our budget and our spending accordingly.
This is an election year for Walsh, who will finish up the end of his first term in December. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.